Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. This has been part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeff is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning journalist. I was there when he got the award. I saw it. And he is the author of three books, Home Office Know-How, Teleworking and Telecommuting. He wrote these books before all that was cool, when he was foretelling the future, and he did it well. He's a home-based expert and practices that, and he was doing it before it was cool. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So Jeffrey, everybody's talking about the new normal, and because that's the buzzword. But I've started my own buzzword. I call it the new regular. And that's whatever we're going to run into. And you would expect nothing less from me, Jeff, to be contrarian about the new normal. But my point is that I think normal is a word that we're not familiar with around here, and a concept we're not familiar with. And so regular is whatever is coming at us that's not going to look like whatever we left. And you got some thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean And people are trying to navigate normal, regular. People are trying to navigate what this all means, and it's tough. And I think whatever you call it, you got to be prepared for the. And I was listening to a radio station yesterday, and one of the people who was being interviewed said, "I don't think I've used the word pivot so often as I have in the past couple of months."
Yeah.
So whether it's the new regular, whether it's pivoting, whether Delta, change among us. I think that's what we have to prepare for. And I got to tell you, this plays into, evolution of man and work, of mankind and work, where we've always had change. We've gone through, revolutions, whether it's industrial, whether it's technological or information age, from agrarian to manufacturing. We've been through all these different evolutions. And this is one that was foisted upon us. This was not just man using tools. Now this is man being forced to use the tools and the know-how to make good of a bad situation. And I think this new regular, as you've coined it, is going to be something that we either pivot and learn to handle the change, handle the Delta. As we've said on the show before, we said it early on with the pandemic and our response to it. You either change. You don't have a choice whether to change.
Right.
You don't have a choice whether you want to telework or send your people home to work. You want to shut your doors? Sure, don't send them home to work. You'll be sending them home, period. So that's what we're learning, and that's what we're coming to. And I think people have, again, mankind has been able to make these changes over the eons, and now we're just having to do it again. And I think
Jeffrey,
we've done it pretty well.
One of the things that's happening this time, that, and I'm calling it kind of a perfect storm. There are so many more forces that are pushing us toward remote working than ever before. When you and I were doing it, you and I started doing it because we started a business and we didn't have the money for an office downtown, right? That's exactly why I started out from home base. I know that's why you did. And then I did that for about two and a half years, and you still doing it 30 years later. But that was back when we didn't have the technology, and we were the oddballs about that. We're still oddballs in many other ways, but we were the oddballs about that back in those days. But now we have the technology. Now we have the old guys like me who don't want to manage their people remotely are either going to have to retire or they're going to have to learn how to do it. And so that's one thing. But the other thing is, and of course now it's increasingly been forced upon us. The pandemic has made us do this. The shutdown response has. But one more thing, the financial part of it. I've told you this before. I think I've had more than one CEO of hundreds of people on this show tell me again why I'm paying millions of dollars a year in rent.
Absolutely.
That statement was right after they said we're working better than when we were in the office.
Yeah, and we've seen that. And I was on with a client this past week talking about they do presentations, they do publications and content development. All in the content development has long been, anchored by large events with hundreds of people, which they're now turning many of those either into Zoom calls or they're turning them into panel discussions that are then broadcast out or carried live. So you don't not Zoom in the sense of all the attendees will be on the screen, but they'll be able to watch the participants. But I said, you got to do something on, and I use the phrase the new normal, but discussing how real estate, all the infrastructure is going to change. I said, there's a company down here that bought a big piece of property, a big development that was created back in the 60s. It was an iconic piece of office real estate that they bought like in the past 2 years, and we're totally redeveloping it and putting a ton of money into it and bringing in new tenants. I'm like, I would hate to be the owner of that property because people are, the light bulb has gone off on a number of different
the
CEOs.
People who I fear are going to be hurt from
saying,
this the most are
I don't
the people
to pay that kind of money.
Are the people who are in the commercial real estate business. They're the ones who are going to be
it's
hurt
tough.
The most. And God bless them because they didn't do anything wrong. Their new regular is something that the world's new regular is contrary to theirs. Now there's going to be some leveling out over time. There will be some leveling out. I mean, a lot of people will go home and they'll come back. A lot of but what will happen is we'll wind up with the best, most productive mix of headquarters and home and remote working.
I mean, I said that all along, where I've always expect, you and I have always talked about in all honesty, the glories of working from home, the beauty of working from home. But I always throw out the caveat, I begrudge nobody who wants to work in a corporate environment because a lot of people just feel at home.
Yep.
Some people want to get away from the house, and I don't mean that in a negative or derogatory way.
They need the energy of other people.
And so I begrudge nobody that, but for some, work at home is going to be a permanent part of the mix.
And it's also good for family situations. As time goes on with children and with elderly parents and things like that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Jeffrey Zavar, ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, RoadTripMojo.com. There's probably 20 or 30 more. All of those get you to Jeffrey Zavar, and it's worth the trip. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.